I just wonder if it's Hamish Hartlett's birthday. We'll ask him. He's on the line, the forward from the Port Adelaide Power. He's ready to roll. Hello, Hamish.
G'day, fellas. Thanks for having me. Not quite my birthday just yet. I've got to wait till mid-August. So not far away, but I turned the big 3-0 this year as well. So
Righty-o. Right, 14th of August, you'll be turning 30. Good luck to you. How are you going to spend it in lockdown, in quarantine? What do you call it, the hubs these days?
Yeah, well, I've been having this conversation with my family the last couple of days about what I can do, because obviously we're under restrictions ourselves as footy players that are a bit different to the general public, I suppose. So I might have to wait a couple of months till the footy season's finished, and then things are a bit more relaxed. But we'll cross that bridge when we come to it. Who knows what the world's going to look like at that point in time? We'll wait and see.
No, that's a good point. Yeah, just worry about it later on, I reckon. Speaking of worrying about things later on, you obviously got the Giants coming up on Sunday. How much focus and review was done on the game against Brisbane? Because it was probably, you've been so good up until that point, and then Brisbane did a bit of a number on you. What did Kenny do with the boys in terms of the review of that game?
Look, it was fairly simple. We got beaten up a little bit around the footy, the contested footy. So I think we started that game pretty well. First quarter, we had sort of seven or eight scoring shots, but only kicked the one goal. And we're playing pretty good footy. But there was a period definitely throughout the second and third quarters that we didn't quite measure up to Brisbane in terms of the pressure and physicality around the footy. Sort of put us on the back foot a bit, and our defenders really didn't win enough battles at their end of the ground either. So a couple of things to take out of it for sure, but another opportunity against a great team this weekend to prove we're capable of being competitive in that area of the game.
So does Hamish... You go, Whitey, you go.
So does it dent the confidence at all? You've been playing such a proactive attacking brand of footy that you have the loss. Will it dent the confidence at all to keep playing the way you've been playing, or you think you'll be okay?
I think we'll be okay. We've sort of played five or six games prior to that, including the pre-season stuff that we're really happy with and took a lot of confidence out of. So we're talking probably two quarters of football that we didn't quite have right, and we understand why we didn't have that right. But we're still very, very confident in the way we play our football, and we get to showcase that again this weekend.
So then, Hamish, was it spoken about tempo? Because you talk about the pressure around the football, yep, but when teams have their period of dominance, is it about you guys changing your tempo? Because as Whitey said, you play such an up-tempo style of game. You're a high possession team, high scoring team, high inside 50. Did you just have to slow the game down at periods last week?
Yeah, no doubt about it. We spoke about that yesterday, about when backs are against the wall a little bit. How can we do things in-game to be able to change that momentum? And certainly the tempo of the footy was something that was spoken about. So simply sort of finding a mark, I guess, and then slowing things down from there where possible. But it almost got to the point last week where we didn't even get an opportunity to find a mark. It was Brisbane coming straight out of centre bounce and kicking goals, and so it was really difficult to wrestle that momentum back. But something we're aware of going forward for sure.
The club itself looks like it's really excelled within the hub at the moment. The way you've gone about playing your football, the way you've really embraced what's happening with the game of AFL at the moment. What are the little things that you're doing during the week? Now, it doesn't necessarily need to be within the group, but how are you connecting better as a team? Because it looks like your connection out on the field is really good at the moment.
Yeah, I think what we did right from the outset was we understood and confronted that it was going to be a challenging sort of couple of weeks while we were up in the hub. I think from there, we identified some issues that might arise. We tried to take care of them prior to actually going over there. And then we saw it really as an opportunity to go in with a positive mindset, to really take advantage of the situation, whereas some other teams possibly might not have. I've seen it as a bit of a distraction or a deterrent from what they might try and achieve. We actually went the other way with it and thought, right, we can make this a real positive for us and our group in that connection space as well. And I think that mindset alone probably held us in really good stead for the couple of weeks that we were there. And obviously when you're winning, that kind of makes things a bit easier as well. So, full credit to sort of to Vossie and Kenny and Chris Davies, who really drove that mindset, I guess, and we sort of carried it through while we were there.
Hamish, explain to our listeners what it's like for you in a hub and how it all works. We've spoken to a lot of Victorian-based clubs this week, but you're obviously a little bit different with the fact that you're from South Australia. How does it all work for you?
Yeah, so essentially, we got over there and basically the only things we were allowed to do other than train and play, obviously, were boys got an exemption to play some golf, which was great. You're allowed to sort of go out and get a takeaway a coffee or a feed if you wanted to, and then go and do some, go for a walk or go for a jog down near the beach. So that pretty much the three activities that kept us entertained. We had almost like a little arcade set up there, which a few of the boys got involved in pretty heavily, and some of the coaches for that matter too. And then, a little bit of sort of PlayStation, music and university and that type of stuff to keep us busy. So, boys certainly relished the opportunity to get out and train and get outside a little bit. But as I mentioned, we kind of went in with a really positive mindset. The boys connected really well as a group while we were there, and we had a great experience with it.
So it looks like, Hamish, you're going to go home soon, obviously. Do you know what your setup is going to be like when you're going back home? Obviously, teams are up in the Gold Coast now, Victorian teams. There's a couple going over to Perth. What happens with Port Adelaide moving forward after round seven?
So we actually got home last Sunday night from the hub. So we've been in Adelaide for the whole week so far. And then we'll travel back up to the Gold Coast on Sunday morning. I think our flight is at about 6 o'clock in the morning to get up to the Gold Coast to play against GWS on Sunday afternoon, which will certainly be another interesting and challenging experience. But again, we've sort of across all that and we understand that it's going to be that way. The week in Adelaide has just been like a pretty stock standard training week. It's a little bit colder here than what it is on the Gold Coast. 22 degrees and sunny every day is a pretty nice way to spend your winter. So I think the Victorian teams will enjoy that aspect of it for sure. We'll sort of train as normal, prepare as normal here in Adelaide and then fly out Sunday morning in preparation for our Sunday afternoon game.
Who's the PlayStation King at Port Adelaide?
The PlayStation King? It depends what game you're referring to. So Call of Duty, you're probably looking at your Peter Laddam, the big upcoming ruckman.
Yeah, right.
He's pretty handy. And then there's a lot of us boys that jump on the Formula One and we sort of race against each other, and probably your Riley Bonners and your Tom Cruise of the world take the cake in that game as well. So that can be a very frustrating game. There's been a lot of rage quitting done in that game. So the boys drive like absolute mugs and I'm often on the receiving end of it.
So you just throw the toys out of the cot and just log off?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I've had enough. Use a few expletives through the microphone and then rage quit. See you later.
Nothing better than a rage quit. Well, hopefully there's a bit of internal rage for you and the boys this Sunday against the Giants from your perspective. It's going to be a great game of footy. Cannot wait to see it. Metricon Stadium 105. Check your local guides. Port Adelaide and the Giants. And you get to see a rageaholic Hamish Hartlett in action. Good on you, buddy. Nice to chat.
Good on you. That's a sweet.